If council doesn't take action by July 15th, the buyer, UIL Holdings, can exit the deal without a penalty. Council President Darrell Clark says he's intent on fully reviewing the deal, even if it's not done by that deadline.
We said all along we would review the documents, which we are. We are doing our due diligence as it relates to a very significant transaction, and at the appropriate time, we will take whatever action is necessary.
UIL Vice President Michael West would not say whether the company would call off the $2 billion deal even if there's no progress by July 15th.
We'll evaluate once that time comes what our next move would be, but certainly we're just continuing to be respectful of the process and hope that there is some action taken. But certainly that's a deadline that everyone knows is critical.
Keith Holmes wants the gas utility to remain owned by the city. Holmes is president of Local 686 Utility Workers Union of America.
You privatize a public utility, the rates will increase, or there'll be massive job loss. One of the two things have to happen.
Mayor Nutter's administration, which negotiated the sale, stresses there are assurances built in to prevent layoffs, and possible rate hikes are controlled by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.